NVDA and touchscreen. When you read about hardware specs these days, you'll notice that more and more devices are coming out with touchscreens. A touchscreen is a special display device where you can interact with your computer using finger gestures. And touchscreens are found everywhere now, not only on iPhones and Blackberries and Androids and whatnot, but on devices such as GPS receivers, car stereo systems, and even on a high-end refrigerators. Since 2012, NVXS has been working on support for touchscreens, and touchscreen support has been improved over the months, especially it has been refined in recent versions of NVDA. In this addendum tutorial to NVDA 2013 series, we'll go over principles and define what a touchscreen is, as well as go over NVDA gestures such as basic gestures, a touch mouse, a group of related gestures, as well as use touch keyboard to type text and perform some NVDA commands. Please note that you do need a Windows 8 based touchscreen computer running desktop versions of Windows 8, that is anything except RT, with NVDA 2012.3 or later installed on it, preferably 2013 series. And for some of the concepts, require that you're familiar with objects, especially object navigation and review cursor. These topics were covered by various my many NVDA tutorial producers, including myself. And because of microphone placement, you'll find that Nuance Vocalizer, the synthesizer used in this tutorial, may sound soft. My apologies for the inconvenience for that. So, let's get started with a tour of touchscreen with NVDA. What is a touchscreen? A touchscreen is a display device or a monitor where you can touch the surface to interact with a computer. For instance, you can tap with the finger to click somewhere, or you can use what's called a stylus or a pen to write text on the computer monitor, and computer will recognize it and write the actual character into the application. The principles of touchscreen is that there is a display device, and underneath that there is a touch controller or touch input device. The touch input device may understand how many fingers the user has used to perform a gesture, as well as locate the position of the finger and pass it to the application. The gesture and its result depends on the application. For instance, if you flick in one application, you can change the volume or you can change the playback speed and whatnot. In other applications, you can scroll through text and whatnot. In older devices, there is what's called a stylus or electronic pen that comes with a touch device where you can use it to interact with a computer or write text. And some newer devices do come with digitizers or electronic pen. The generic term stylus applies to these input devices. There are many touchscreen styles out there. Two of the most commonly seen ones are resistive and capacitive. There are other research models that are under development. In resistive model, the older of the two, there is a gap between the display and the touch device. And touch device will understand touch gestures if you press down using your finger or stylus on the touch surface. In capacitive mode, the newer one, you press or touch certain areas of the screen, or in fact everywhere, and the touch device will understand the electrical field associated with your finger. So that in older styluses will not work. Styli, actually. These older ones will not work that we use in resistive. Although there are styluses that works with capacitive screens. And in capacitive screens, you can use more than two fingers to interact with the computer. This is usually termed multi-touch. and resistive, you're limited to one or two fingers. Touch devices are everywhere these days. They can be found everything from GPS devices to smartphones like iPhone, many Android devices, some BlackBerry and others, to even cars and refrigerators, devices that you would usually interact with a button or whatnot. These days, you can interact with them using just your finger gestures. In terms of computers, there are many touchscreen device styles out there. The common ones that you'll see are slates, convertibles, and hybrids. A slate is a device that has a monitor and all the computer components in a single device. Think of it as an iPad, the iPad being a best-known example of a slate PC. A convertible is a computer where it can function as a mobile computer, like a laptop, and as a slate by rotating the screen 180 degrees, so that in slate mode, the touch screen will rest on top of the keyboard, whereas in laptop mode, the screen will be where the laptop monitor will be. And in hybrid mode, at one point, the PC can be used like a slate, where everything, the PC component and monitor, are integrated into a single device. And other times, it can be used with the keyboard by connecting keyboard docks or whatnot. The best known devices are some newer laptops. And convertibles were quite a popular device type in the early days. And the best known example is Lenovo Yoga series. In terms of software, in older devices, it supported resistive. Newer devices support capacitive screens. In terms of operating systems, the best example was of older touch OSs or Windows XP Tablet PC Edition and some Linux variants. These days, it can be found on smartphones like iOS, Android, to Windows, to other devices. Mac OS X is a special case where MacBook Pro and other Magic Mouse can be used just like a touchscreen, where you could touch the surface of these devices and perform touch gestures. So what does it have to do with NVDA? NVDA supports touchscreen in recent versions. If you have NVDA 2012.3, you can use touchscreens, provided that you have a Windows 8 touch computer, that is, any Windows 8 desktop edition except RT, with NVDA 2012.3 or later installed on it. You cannot use it on a portable version. Touchscreen gestures have been refined over the releases, and the latest release, at the time of this recording, is 2013.2. Most of the commands are similar to VoiceOver. Some commands were influenced by Android's TalkBack and other such applications. Because it's impossible to assign all keyboard commands to touchscreens, NVDA has two touch layers. I would say touch modes. There's a basic gestures that operate anywhere, and there are touch mode specific gestures that operate when a given touch mode is active. A touch mode is a group of touch gestures used for some purposes. As of 2013.2, there are two modes available. The object mode, where you use touch gestures to move around and interact with objects, and text mode, to read the contents of an object as in review cursor. And throughout this tutorial, I'll try my best to give you both the touch and keyboard equivalent commands. For this tutorial, I'll be using a Toshiba laptop. It's a conventional Toshiba laptop with a touchscreen monitor instead of an LCD, with Windows 8 installed on it, with NVDA 2013.2 installed. So let's get started with a tour of touchscreens, starting with basic gestures, moving to touch modes, and ending with a brief introduction to using touch keyboard to type and perform NVDA commands. Basic touch gestures. NVDA provides some basic touch gestures that can be used anytime, anywhere. These are mostly to open NVDA menu and toggling touch modes and so on. And as I promised in the previous segment, I'll try to give a keyboard command equivalent for these touch gestures. And if I may place the microphone between the speaker and the touchscreen right here. Again, I'm using the iPhone to record this. So let's begin with some basic gestures. From anywhere, you might want to open NVDA menu to customize settings and whatnot. Just as there are keyboard commands, or some in some cases Braille display commands to open NVDA menu, NVDA also provides touch gestures for this. To open NVDA menu anytime, anywhere, you would do double tap with two fingers. So right now, I will go to start screen.
Start apps list of programs in this view, grouping.
Okay, and if I do NVDA, if I do double tap with two fingers.
NVDA menu.
Now NVDA menu open. And you have to really be careful when you do a double tap because there's a timeout. So let's move to a menu item. Let's go to, say, preferences.
Help menu, boat tools, med preference, sport preferences, menu item, submenu P.
Okay. And then to click or activate the default action, or in some cases click and whatnot, you do one finger double tap.
Open. Preferences submenu P.
Okay, preferences open. Unlike what other people may think, at least in NVDA menu, the submenus are displayed on the left side of the menu.
Synthesizer. Menu item S.
Okay, let's go to somewhere like
input composition, object presentation, menu item O.
And so on. So you open and close NVDA menu by doing two finger double tap.
1, 21H27M40.
And so I was listening to some music on Winamp, that's why. And as I briefly mentioned, to click anywhere or to activate the default action for an object such as clicking, pressing, and so on, you do one finger double tap. And then you move around the screen. To move around the screen using your finger, you do what's called hover gesture. A hover gesture is where you use just one finger to move around the screen. And as you move, NVDA will announce where your finger is at. Similar to how VoiceOver and other devices announce new objects or new items. The other useful command is if you want to silence speech. To do that, let me open start screen again. But this time, let me go to a tile that I know that has a lot of text information.
Start apps list of programs in this view.
For this one, I'm using keyboard. So let's go to Bing tile. Bing tile is on, by default, is on the top, close to top center of the screen.
Finance cell collapsed row 2 column 2. Travel cell collapsed logo. SkyDrive cell collapsed.
Okay,
row 2.
Bing almost
cell
there.
Expanded trending. Justin Morneau. Johnny Manziel. Pope Francis Vatican.
And if I do, did you see the did you see something? The better way to put it is, did you hear the speech cut off? The command I use is two finger single tap. If you're using VoiceOver and if you are doing a continuous reading, if you do two finger single tap, you will see that VoiceOver is cut off. It is same right here on NVDA. So if I do two finger single tap again, Nothing there. Let me do it.
Another one. Trending. Just.
So, essentially, what happens is that if you do two-finger single tap, it is same as pressing the control key on the keyboard. So it will silence speech for that time until you move your fingers to somewhere else with the flick gestures. The flick gestures we'll find out in the next segment. The last command that NVIDIA provides for now, at least for basic gestures, is toggling between various touch modes. You do this by doing three-finger single tap, like this.
Text mode.
By default, NVIDIA starts in object mode. And for now, NVIDIA provides two modes, object and text mode.
Object mode.
And you have to press three fingers at the same time. So that is how you perform some basic gestures with NVDA. And other specialized gestures can be found in touch modes. So to recap, the touch and keyboard equivalents are as follows. To open NVDA menu, on the keyboard is NVDA with letter N for NVDA. On the touch is two-finger double tap. And to close NVDA menu, you do two-finger double tap again. To move around the screen just using your finger, you do hovering, or you move around your finger. You use just a single finger to move around the screen, and NVIDIA will announce where you are at. To perform default actions such as clicking and whatnot, on the keyboard is NVDA with numpad enter, or on laptop layout is NVDA with enter. On touch is one finger double tap. To silent speech, on the keyboard it is control, and on NVDA, on the touchscreen, it is one two-finger single tap. And to toggle touch mouse is three-finger single tap, and there's no keyboard equivalent of that. For the rest of the tutorial, we'll be focusing mostly on these touch gestures that are available in NVDA, namely object mode and text mode. So let's get started with object mode, and then we'll go on to text mode. Object mode. Using object mode is like moving around the screen with object hierarchies, or using object navigation in performing related gestures. If you recall, in some of the tutorials that I and others produced, object navigation is a powerful way of viewing sort of a layout of the screen, and perhaps to look at the relationship between a window and a control and so forth. And if you're really technical, if you're really highly techy, like I am, you can find out various information about an object, such as dimensions, some detailed information on objects via NVIDIA Log Viewer, and so on. Although in touch mode, NVIDIA does not provide commands for advanced object manipulation, such as dimensions, NVIDIA provides an intuitive set of touch gestures to move through object hierarchy. And I will try my best to map these touch gestures to existing object navigation commands. To give a demonstration of that, let me open Microsoft Word. I'm using 2010 version.
Okay. Start apps. No selection. One. Start apps. Double blank.
Let me open Word.
Microsoft Word 2010 unknown. Pick document 1, Microsoft Word. Document 1.
We'll come back to that example later. It may not be Microsoft Word, but could be Notepad or any other similar window. And we'll tour this or similar window with text mode later. The Example I'll be showing is navigating the ribbon using just touch gestures. If you're using Microsoft Word 2003 or earlier, you'll see a lot of menu bars and toolbars and whatnot. In Word 2007 or later, this has been replaced by ribbons, a group of tabs, and related contextual tools that are related by certain functions such as file, such as home tab, view, review, insertion, and so forth. And these are located at the top of the screen. And surrounding the tabs are the various ribbon contextual buttons. So the ribbon is located where the menu bar was, towards the top of the screen. And I'll use my finger to move to, I'll place my finger towards the top of the screen, hoping I'll find the review, the ribbon.
Pip ribbon tabs tab control.
Okay, so I'm at the ribbon tabs. Now, as I mentioned previously, to toggle various touch modes, you do three finger single tap, and to just to quickly verify that.
Text mode.
Yes.
Object mode.
Yes, so I was at object mode. So now I'm focused at ribbon toolbar, or as they call it, ribbon. So, if you are a VoiceOver user or if you are another tablet user, to move between items, you would do one finger flick left and flick right. Flick right to move to the next and flick left to move to the previous item. Same here when you use object touch mode. So, to move between items, you do one or two finger flicks. The difference is will become clearer as you go into hierarchies. If in order to use these commands, you need to have NVIDIA 2013.1 or later on it, or technically 2013.2 if you want. So let me do one finger flick right, hoping that I will land at one of the ribbon tabs.
Home tab selected all. H.
Yes, I'm right. So I'm at the home tab. I move it. I'll do a couple flicks.
Insert tab alt. N. Page layout tab alt. P. References tab alt. S.
And so on. So right now I'm at the references ribbon tab. And if I do one finger flick left twice.
Page layout tab alt, P.
One.
Insert tab alt, N.
Two. So I'm at the insert tab. And then let me activate this ribbon by doing one finger double tap.
No action.
Oh, there's no action there. So in that case, I have to move down. So if you recall from previous tutorials on object navigation, one finger flick right is equivalent to, in desktop layout, NVDA numpad 6 or NVDA numpad right arrow. On the laptop layout, it'll be, if you have 2013.1 or later, NVDA shift right arrow. And flick left is NVDA numpad 4 or NVDA numpad left arrow. On the laptop layout, it is NVDA shift left arrow. So because there's no action, let me try going inside the insert tab.
No objects inside. No objects inside.
Eh? There's nothing
page
there.
Layout insert tab. Microsoft Word document edit multi-line focus.
Oh,
styles group.
Where'd it go?
Microsoft style. No spacing. Nor style. Normal list item selected. Normal. No spacing. Not select. Normal data grid. Menu item. Quick style menu data grid.
So I'm actually inside the tab. The insert tab.
No space. Heading 1. Heading 2. Title not selected. Subtitle not selected. Subtle emphasis. No emphasis. Not selected.
So
emphasis.
What you're hearing as I flicking left and right are the various tab items for insert ribbon bar. Insert ribbon, I would say. So the command that I used to move inside was one finger flick down. Let's see if I can move back up to insert tab.
Data grid.
Okay.
Menu item. Quick Styles Grouping Format, Styles Grouping, Ribbon Toolbar, Ribbon Toolbar.
Okay, so what I did was I tried to move back up.
Quick Save Button Saves, Quick Access Toolbar, Ribbon Toolbar, Ribbon Toolbar. Document 1 Microsoft Word Window.
And
Desktop Window.
So on. Does this sound familiar? These are the commands, these are the actions that NVIDIA would do if you did NVIDIA NumPad 2 or NumPad 8 on the keyboard. The touch commands are sort of same, I would say has same feeling to it. If you recall that if you do one finger flick left and flick right, it'll move between previous and next objects. So what would be the logical commands to move between object hierarchy? It is one finger flick up and flick down. So to move to the higher object, that is to say, if you're in the menu bar, if you do this, if you do one finger flick up, it will move to window. And as you may have heard, if you do one finger flick up again, you move to desktop and so forth. The keyboard command is NVDA NumPad 8. Or on the laptop layout, it would have been NVDA Shift Up Arrow. So what about going inside an object, such as inside a tree view, inside a list, or whatnot? That is NVDA NumPad 2 on the keyboard, NVDA Shift Right Down Arrow on the laptop, or if you're using touchscreen, it will be one finger flick down. So what's the difference between one finger and two finger flick left and flick right? There are some discussions on differences between these two. And the differences between these two is the simple fact that if you do one finger flick that left and flick right, it'll move through objects regardless of hierarchy. Similar to how VoiceOver works on the iPhone and other iDevices. A good example of that is when you use Mail app, where you can move between messages and toolbar items at the bottom by just using one finger flick left and flick right. Whereas if you want to do classical a previous and next object navigation, where it will stay at the current hierarchy, you do two finger flicks. That is, you do two finger flick left for a previous object in current hierarchy, and two finger flick right to do two to go to next object in the current hierarchy. To give a demonstration of that, let me go back to ribbon from Microsoft Word.
Nose facing list item not selected. Nose ribbon tabs tab control.
There you go. And I'll do one finger flick right.
Home tab selected all.
H. One more.
Tab all.
But if I do two finger flick left, here's what will happen. One.
Next button jump to the next browser. Heading to list item not ribbon tabs tab control. Home insert tab.
There we go. Nah, sorry about that. If I do two finger flick left.
Ribbon tabs tab control.
Now.
Home tabs. File tap button all.
Supposedly what will happen is it will say
close button, restore down, minimize, can't undo button, can't undo CT,
and so on.
Tap control. Home tap sub no previous.
There we go. Now I guess NVIDIA interpreted two finger flicks as one finger flicks. I don't know how that happened, but so if I do two finger flick right.
Page layout tab, Microsoft Word document edit multi-line focus, ribbon tabs.
Oh,
tab
yes,
control.
It's jumping
minimize
around.
Clipboard grouping.
That's why. So what's going on is that
list item not selected, ribbon tabs tab control. Home tab selected all.
There you go.
Page. File tab, close button closes, ribbon tab minimized, Microsoft Word minimized, view tab all.
Now.
W. Microsoft Word help paste split button.
Now, if I don't know if you've noticed this, but as I was doing two finger flicks, especially in the last couple of things that NVIDIA spoke, instead of moving from ribbon toolbar to home button, it went from ribbon toolbar to the window sizing options, my minimize and so forth, when I did two finger flick right. So this is a classical way of moving between objects. So that's pretty much a difference between one finger versus two finger flicks. One finger, it doesn't matter which hierarchy you are. So it'll move to toolbars, to ribbon, to document window, to different web element objects and so forth. Whereas in two finger, it'll stay at the current hierarchy, such as moving among list items, moving along web objects, moving along list of drives and so forth. There is one more set of commands that are unique to object mode. And this goes by different names. If you have 2013.1 or earlier, it goes by flat review. If you have 2013.2 or later, it goes by review modes. Essentially, if I do two finger flick up and flick down, it will let me change the scope of the review cursor. That is to say, it'll change between different review modes so that I can limit where the review cursor can go. If you want more information on this, please listen to episode 6 of NV Access Podcast, or if you want in-depth examples of various review scopes, I recommend that you listen to review mode tutorial that I've done, which is found on various websites. So if I do two finger flick up and flick down, for instance, if I do
screen review, paste change,
screen review, and then if I do two finger flick down,
paste button, paste object review, no, Microsoft Word,
excuse me, and so on. And in some cases, in web applications such as web browsers and PDF documents, it will give you document review as one of the options between object and screen review modes. In these reviews, essentially means you can limit where the review cursor can go. And in touchscreen, it limits what you can review using text mode. Does it sound familiar? If you use keyboard in 2013.1 to toggle between flat and object review modes, you would use the same commands that you would use to broaden or narrow the review scope. And these commands are NVDA NumPad 7 or NVDA NumPad Home and NVDA NumPad 1 or NVDA NumPad End. On laptop, I believe, if I remember right, it is NVDA Page Up and NVDA Page Down. So, the two finger flick up is NVDA NumPad 7 to broaden the review scope, and two finger flick down is NVDA NumPad 1 to narrow the review scope. So, to give a recap, the object mode is equivalent to navigating the object hierarchies and performing auto navigation commands just by using touch gestures. And the basic gestures that were shown in the previous segment applies here, such as opening NVDA menu and activating the current object and so forth. So for touch gestures, one finger flick right is NVDA NumPad 6. One finger flick left is NVDA NumPad 4. Although, because of these difference between where the reviewer can go, is actually two finger flick right is NVDA NumPad 6, and two finger flick left is NVDA NumPad 4. And the difference between one finger, two finger flick left and right is where you can explore. Whereas a one finger, you can go anywhere. Two finger is limited to a current hierarchy. And one finger flick up is NVDA NumPad 8. And one finger flick down is NVDA NumPad 2. And two finger flick up is NVDA NumPad 7. And two finger flick down is NVDA NumPad 1. And these are based on the desktop layouts. There are different keyboard layouts when you use laptops. And how do we examine the contents of a given object? That's coming up next in text mode. Text mode. Whereas in object mode, you would use touch gestures to move through objects. In text mode, you would use touch gestures to examine the contents of an object. So in keyboard terms, another terminology used in NVDA, this is equivalent to using reverse cursor commands to read the object's content, such as document, small control, even to desktop objects, and so forth. By default, NVDA starts in object mode. And if we're following along in this tutorial, right now I am at Microsoft Word. Let me do some
object mode.
So object mode. So I'll do three finger single tap to switch to
text mode.
And let me type some sentences, each one on its own line. Let's see.
F-A-X-A-F-H-H.
Okay, I am...
R-A-T. R-L-G.
Now, quite similar to what Mick wrote in the NVXS podcast number 3, here's what I wrote.
My name is... Hi, everyone. My name is spelling error Joska. I'm here to demonstrate various NVDA touch gestures. Goodbye. My
okay,
name is spelling error Joska.
I guess there's a spelling error there.
It's out of spelling error dot. A-E-R-J. My name is Joe.
There we go. Now it's fixed. Now, let's use some text mode commands or review cursor commands to read this document. So let me move to the top of the file. It should be the top of the, close to the top of the window, below the toolbars and whatnot.
Office clipboard. Microsoft Word document edit multi-line font grouping alt. Microsoft Word document edit multi-line focused. Page 1, my name is Joseph.
Okay, so I'm right now focused on the sentences, the text. The touch gesture commands for review cursor is grouped in a way that invokes arrow keys and whatnot. Because when you use arrow keys, not the numpad keys in NVDA, you would move the cursor. That is to say, you would move the caret where the if you move the caret, that's where the new text will be inserted. Or that's where the start of the text to be overwritten. So it can be divided into two broad groups, going up and down and left to right. So to move to up and down through the document using the via line, you would do one finger flick up and flick down. Let me do one finger flick up. I know it works well in Notepad and other documents, but...
Top. Hi, everyone.
Okay, right now at the top, hi everyone, let me move down, one finger flick down to move to the next line.
My name is Joseph.
Okay.
I'm here to demonstrate various NVDA touch gestures. Goodbye.
Oh, that's very interesting. So what happened was that it moves by sentences and whatnot. I know in Notepad it works by line, but in this Microsoft Word, I don't know how, but it moved by sentences. So... if you recall from various, if you recall from, let's say, quick reference, this command, this set of commands is same as moving up and down by line in review cursor. I'm sure you may recall this command as numpad 7 and numpad 9, and that's what it is. So one finger flick up, at least to move up the line, the keyboard command is numpad 7. And the reverse cursor command doesn't involve NVDA key, by the way. To move to the next line, it would be numpad 9. On a touch gesture, it is one finger flick down. So it simulates arrow keys, up and down arrow. So up arrow is in text mode is one finger flick up. Down arrow in text mode is one finger flick down. How about words? Let me move to the line where it says,
I'm here to demonstrate various NVDA touch gestures.
Okay, so I'm at the second line, supposedly. I'm here to demonstrate and so forth. If I do two finger flick left and flick right, here's what happens. If I do two finger flick right.
Here. Two. Demonstrate. Various.
Do you see what's going on? It moves by words. If I do two finger flick left.
E. Two. E. E. Space.
Okay.
Dot. P. S.
And so forth. And
is. Name.
And so on. So what's going on is that I might have done one finger, but in some cases, NVDA reads previous word. So to move between words, you do two finger flick left and flick right. Flick right for next word, flick left for previous word. On the keyboard, it would be numpad 6 and numpad 4. Numpad 6 for next word, numpad 4 for previous word. Lastly, what if I want to examine the characters that are in this, such a sentence? Let's see if I do go to bottom of the, so the end of the text.
I'm here to demo goodbye.
So I'm at the sentence goodbye. And let me do one finger flick right.
O, O, D, space, B, Y, E, bang.
And so on. And if I do the opposite gesture.
E. Y, B, space, D, O, O, G, left, G, left, left, G.
And so on. Do you see a pattern? So if I move up, down by line, I did flick up and flick down. And as I was moving left to right, I did flick left and flick down. No, actually flick left and flick right, sorry. Now, so the character commands would have been one finger flick right is same as numpad 3. One finger flick left is same as numpad 1 in text mode. I'm sure you caught a pattern. So up and down arrow is flick up, one finger flick up and one finger flick down for up and down arrow respectively. And left and right arrow would be one finger flick left and one finger flick right, respectively. So it leaves control left arrow and control right arrow as equivalent to two finger flick left and two finger flick right. So, and if you recall, and then if you look at reverse cursor commands, the bottom row is characters, the middle is words, and the top are lines. And left is previous, center is current, right is next. But there is no, at this point, I haven't found a command to read current character, current word, etc. Although, at one point, I came across a hover command which reads a current word. And then review cursor mode behaves just, and then the text mode commands behaves just like review cursor. That is to say, it will not go past the beginning or end of a line. Although there are some suggestions to add top line and bottom line, leftmost and rightmost character, and so forth. The one last command that we'll examine in text mode before we move on to the last tutorial on touch keyboard is reading from top of review cursor. I would say reading from the current review cursor position to end of the document. So let's go back to the top of the file.
I'm here. My name. Hi, everyone.
So to read the entire contents of an object from current position to the end, you would do three finger flick down. If I'm correct, three finger flick down.
Hi, everyone. My name is Joseph. I'm here to demonstrate various NVDA touch gestures. Goodbye.
So what you heard is the entire document is not using caret-based say all, but it's using review-based say all. And on the keyboard, it would have been numpad plus key. The numpad plus key is the key above the enter key on laptop, on desktop layout. And if you're using laptop layout, it would have been Shift NVDA. Actually, it would have been Shift NV. Right, it would have been or something similar. NVDA is a carrot-based layout, NVDA Shift A is say with review and so forth. Or it could be some other command. I might not be recalling it right. So here are the keyboard equivalents. So to move up and down by line, it would be one finger flick up, which is numpad 7 on desktop, or NVDA up arrow on laptop layout. Next line is one finger flick down, which is numpad 9 on desktop, or NVDA down arrow on laptop layout. Next word is two finger flick right, that is numpad 6 on desktop, control NVDA right arrow on laptop. Previous word is two finger flick left, or numpad 4 on desktop, control NVDA left arrow on laptop. And next character is numpad 3 on desktop, or NVDA right arrow on laptop. Previous character is numpad 1 or NVDA left arrow on laptop. And say out with review, three finger flick down on touch, and the numpad plus key on the desktop layout, and NVDA Shift A or something equivalent on laptop. And these laptop commands are based on 2013.1 or later. So that really concludes the gestures that are found in NVDA, at least in NVDA 2013.2. There's one last tutorial that I'll be doing before we close our tour on touchscreens, and that is typing using touch keyboard. And if you're used to iOS and Android touchscreen-based keyboards, you see quite a similarity between that. And especially if you use VoiceOver and if you use typing mode, not the standard mode, but the touch typing mode, it will sound familiar if you use NVDA with touch keyboard on Windows 8. Touch typing with NVDA. The commands that I described so far, the basic gestures, commands used in object and text mode, is just one of the ways you can use NVDA on touchscreens under Windows 8. The other feature that works well, which is native to Windows 8, is so-called touch keyboard. Touch keyboard can be used to type on an application using touchscreens. If you have an Android, iOS, or other devices, you may recall that you can use touchscreen to enter text. And similar can be done with, same can be done with NVDA. And not only you can type text here, but you can also use NVDA commands using touch keyboard, such as quick navigation commands in web browsers, and so forth. I haven't tested actually executing NVDA commands, such as NVDA with N and so forth, just using touch keyboard because of my laptop setup. But on a Slate PC, you can try testing yourself that NVDA commands gestures do work. The classical laptop gesture settings. On Windows 8, one of the focuses was touch, enhanced touch experience, and touch keyboard exemplifies this. Under PC settings, for instance, you can ask Windows to show you the full touch layout, which incidentally resembles set of older ThinkPads. Lenovo ThinkPads, which was produced by IBM until a few years ago. And if you recall, if you're a ThinkPad user, you'll see on the bottom row there are four keys, Control, Windows, Function, Alt, and then Space, and there are two more keys, U-turn, Alt, and Control, and whatnot, and then there's arrow keys. At least the bottom row resembles the ThinkPads, but the top row resembles that of a typical tablet keyboard. There is no separate function row, but you can activate function row by pressing FN key on the touch keyboard. To demonstrate the aspects of touch keyboard with NVDA, such as typing text or executing NVDA gestures, I'll be using two examples. One actually typing text, and one using quick navigation command on touchscreens. First of these is typing text, and I'm at Microsoft Word at this time. I could have switched easily to Notepad, but because of time and whatnot, and for continuation from previous segments, I'll stay at Word for now. You can, in fact, invoke touch keyboard anytime, anywhere, especially on edit fields and whatnot. So to open touch keyboard, you have to move your finger to the bottom of the screen, unless if you oriented your screen differently. If you use portrait mode or if you use landscape mode, the portrait mode screen looks more like a paper. Landscape mode, it looks more like a typical desk and so forth. So you would move your finger towards the bottom of the screen until you hear something like
End button, end.
So because I have two keyboard layouts installed on my system.
Left, E.
Okay, oops, I might have changed to text mode. So you have to be in object mode to use this.
Object mode, outline button, notification chevron button.
Okay.
Application, start touch keyboard button.
The touch keyboard key or the button is located between the taskbar and system tray icons. So and then my finger is at, well, at least I moved my finger away from the screen, but NVIDIA says my current object is
start touch keyboard button.
I press NVIDIA numpad 5 and I'll press it one finger double tap.
Press.
Okay, let me type in some command. Type in some text here. If I press enter.
Enter button.
Okay, I press enter. And let me type in hello. And I don't know if you can hear this, but when I press a key on the touch keyboard, you will hear a click.
Space, J button, H button, R button, E button. J button, M button, K button, L button, O button.
Okay, what I do was I typed NVIDIA up arrow.
Spelling error, Helco Joseph. Blank. Spelling error, Helco Joseph.
Okay.
I'm here to demonstrate.
I guess I typed something wrong. Let me type it again.
Line feed. Change layout or right arrow button.
Okay,
L button, K button, J button.
Let me type in hello again.
H button.
H.
A button. W button, E button,
E,
K button, L button, O button.
And did I type it right? Let me tap it with the
Microsoft Word document edit multi-line focus. Page 1, hello, hello.
Yes, I typed it right, hello. So I don't know how, why, but it's pronouncing it quite twice. So I don't know if you noticed, but as I was typing each key, you heard a small click. That signifies that I have typed something. And let me type space bar.
G, B button, space button.
And you see quite a difference. And when I was typing when I was typing letters, you heard a lower tone. And when I was typing space, you heard a slightly higher tone. And that's the sound feedback when you type using touch keyboard. And you can, in fact, use object navigation to find the keys.
Right alt button.
Now, what I'm doing is I am using left and right flicks with one finger to move to find a particular key that is
space button, dot, alt button, Windows key, control button, invoke.
And then
Microsoft Word, escape button, caps lock button, a button. Selecting hello.
And then let me delete that using... So what I did was I did Control A on the keyboard. Let me try deleting this.
Line feed.
It's gone now. And just for sake of it, let me try invoking an NVDA command. Let's try NVDA N, caps lock.
Microsoft Word, caps lock button. N button.
It doesn't work, actually. I don't know why.
Button. Delete button, Microsoft backspace button, equals button, but equal backspace button, Microsoft Word dot backspace, equals button, button, 09 button, 0 button, equals button, backspace, tab button, Q button, W button.
And so on and whatnot. So at this point, I don't know why, but it doesn't really allow NVIDIA commands to be invoked from touch gestures. And you can actually try that on the Slate PC and whatnot. So that is one way of using touch gestures. With a touch keyboard that is typing text. Let me switch to a different example. That is the example where you can actually use NVDA command on a web browser using touch keyboard. Let me put my microphone down. Let me go to Google.
What record Toshiba Skype trademark Toshiba Direct?
Toshiba Direct. That's the place I got my laptop. Toshiba is known for good hardware customization options. So let me move to Google.
Google list with 11.
And
link plus out of list search landmark.
I'm using IE 10. Internet Explorer 10 on a Windows 8. If you're using 8.1, it will be IE 11. This can be done using any web browser such as Google Chrome, Firefox, and whatnot. The command I'll be demonstrating is navigating the web page using just touch keyboard. And to demonstrate that, let me type in a title of a song that you guys might be familiar. In 2012,
2:33 p.m. Status, pause, button.
My apologies for that, because I might have moved my finger somewhere.
https://.
And did I type it right? I think I didn't.
Link out of, select blank. Blank.
Now, if you recall,
https, Gangnam's tool mute.
Oops, I typed wrong.
Link out of,
I meant to type,
Gangnam's tool blank.
There we go. I type U instead of Y.
HTTPS, Gangnam Style Music.
Now the title that you just heard is actually a very famous dance title that was released in Korea. And because I'm a Korean, I'm in charge of the Korean translation of NVDA, I really take pride in K-pop. And its effects in its impact growing in the world. So that music is actually, no one pronounces it Gangnam, but is actually in Korean, it actually pronounced Gangnam Style. That actually became a huge hit last year. And let me view the search results just using touch keyboard. Let me open touch keyboard again. I will try to find it.
Microsoft Word document.
No, that's not what I want.
Page 1 blank, status bar, stat running applications, status bars, full screen read it, print status bar, print late, note 78% available plugged in. Gangnam's.
Okay, let me try to find where that thing went.
Microsoft status running applications toolbar. Start touch keyboard button.
There we go. Now found it.
Press.
So what I'll do is I'll use heading navigation to move between search results just using touch keyboard. And if you recall from web browsing tutorial, you would use quick navigation commands to move between different web elements. Let me try to find H key.
J button. H button. Out of list main landmark search results. List with 11 items. Psy Gangnam Style official music video YouTube link heading level 3.
Now, what I'm doing is I am pressing H key on the touch keyboard to move between search results.
Microsoft Word document edit multi-line. Page 1 blank.
The sensitive, the thing is that.
Start touch keyboard button press.
The thing is that as soon as you press a key on a keyboard, touch keyboard disappears. Same is true if you have a Slate PC or a hybrid with the keyboard connected wirelessly or a wired one connected to it. So as soon as you press a keyboard, at least on web browser, touch keyboard disappears. Let me try press H again.
H button. Psy Gangnam Style m/V YouTube link heading level 3. B button. H button. Psy YouTube link heading level 3. J button. H button. Minicraft Style A parody of Psy's Gangnam Style music video. The multi-platinum.
And so forth. So you can actually invoke a link, I believe, if I remember right. And just for fun of it, let me move to one of the top search results. Let's say official music video.
Out list with 11 items. Psy Gangnam Style official music video YouTube link heading.
And let me do.
Psy Gangnam Style official music.
And let me invoke this, and the tune may sound familiar for those who listen to this music video. One finger double tap.
Activate. Psy Gangnam Style official music video YouTube. Visited link graphic YouTube.
So what you're hearing is... So what I did was I have invoked the link by doing one finger double tap. Just like on VoiceOver and other devices. So you can, in fact, use touch gestures and touch keyboard to list to navigate the web and use touch keyboard to type text using a touchscreen. And just to end the tutorial, let's take a listen to the music video for a second. And you can, in fact, if you're on YouTube, you can, in fact, use touch keyboard to control the playback of videos if you go into embedded object. Because most Flash objects these days are embedded objects, and YouTube uses Flash for display videos. At least, unless if you're an iOS device, you will use HTML5 version to stream video. So, to close this... As you're listening to this dance moves, which, well, sort of, if you see the description, Psy is dancing his classic horse dance. So to finish this off, to recap everything, you can use touchscreen to navigate Windows 8 style apps and desktop apps with NVDA. So... You can use basic gestures such as double tap with two fingers to open NVDA menu, switching between various touch modes, and using object mode to listen to and navigate around objects, and use text mode to navigate the contents of an object, as well as use touch keyboard for interacting with a computer by typing using just a touch keyboard. And speaking of touch keyboard, the layout is similar to some... current mainstream laptops, if you're on a laptop. And then the style that's used in touch keyboard is that of VoiceOver's touch typing mode. I'm not sure what it's called in Android, but there might be similar things that exist there. So this concludes the tutorial on touchscreen devices. And as I said before in the beginning, you might want to listen to the tutorials on option navigation and web browsing and whatnot before you get a slightly better grip at touchscreens. And this tutorial is an addendum to the 2013 edition of the NVDA tutorial series. And let me close it by letting you listen to the rest of this, or at least some portions of this Gangnam Style. 저기 여자